three central ideas from the Word of God today to nourish our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Three of the words that I learned when I was a little child at home, as well as studying with the Dominican sisters in New York, were these words: offer it up. Now, those who are of my generation or older, you probably remember those words. Offer it up. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, the first reading is a prophetic reference to what's going to happen on Good Friday. That is to say, the suffering servant Jesus Christ, he's going to be nailed to the cross for the salvation of the world, as well as for the salvation of each and every one of us. We as priests, as well as hospital workers, nurses, doctors, home care, are keenly aware of so much suffering that's wasted. Because according to Aristotle and Thomas Aquinas, suffering is neutral. It's neither good nor bad. It depends on what we do with it. Suffering can either make you better or bitter. So the message, we all have to carry our cross. We all have certain sufferings in our lives. And they can be physical, which comes with getting old. It can be mental. We suffer today from anxiety, that's common. It can be social. We don't get along with someone in our family. It can be moral. We're struggling to overcome the same sin for years. It can be spiritual. St. John the Cross, St. Paul the Cross, who we celebrate today, talk about what's called the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul means that Mother Teresa went through this for 50 years. When she started the Missionaries of Charity, she entered into the spiritual darkness where Mother Teresa, where is God? My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? So my message is this: for the love of God, don't waste your suffering. You hear me? Don't waste your suffering. And good parents will even teach little children. I learned when I was 6 or 7 the whole idea of victimhood with these three words. Offer it up. How do you do it? Look at the cross. When you have a headache or whatever cross it might be, look at the cross and unite it to Jesus on the cross. Place it in the hands of Mary who stood underneath the cross. Place it on the cross. When Father John or whatever priest lifts up the host, lifts up the chalice, Jesus is there in a mystical but a very real way. He's offering up his suffering to the Father for the salvation of the world. That's why Paul says we fill up what is lacking in the passion of Christ. So for the love of God, God is calling you to collaborate with Jesus and Mary for the salvation of the world. Amen? So maybe do an examination of your life to try to locate What is your cross? What is your suffering? And give it to Mary. Mary will give it to Jesus, and your suffering will have infinite value. You understand? Very important. Very important. Okay, the second reading, one idea. Take one idea, one word. Mercy. Approach the throne of mercy. Jesus said to Saint Faustina Kowalska that the greatest virtue in the heart of Christ is his mercy. John Paul II says this in Divus in Misericordia, one of his greatest encyclicals. And the greatest thinker in the Catholic Church, Thomas Aquinas, says the same. Mercy is the greatest virtue in God. Mercy, if you know French or Italian or Spanish, it's misericordia. Some of you maybe know a little bit of Spanish. Misericordia is a compound word, misericordia. Miseri means our misery, cordia means the heart of Christ. It's the prodigal son. It's our misery being embraced by the loving heart of God the Father. Amen? And one of the best ways for you to experience mercy is by going to the sacrament of confession. Don't be afraid to go to confession. We're not going to hurt you. Don't be afraid. Come to confession, and I'm going to tell you the most beautiful words you can hear. They are, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I did not give you general absolution, by the way. Okay? Don't get me wrong, no? Those are beautiful words. You hear those words? You are forgiven, and your soul becomes as white as the snow. Thank God for the grace to be a Catholic, that you can receive that great sacrament. Third idea. There's a lot in the gospel. Let me just pick out one idea. It is servant leadership. That's the idea presented by Bishop Robert Barron in his homily this week. Servant leadership. Servant leadership. If you're a leader, you're called to serve. Me and Father, we both have a sacrament, Holy Orders. It's a sacrament of service. We serve the people of God. Are you married? Are any people here married? You're called to serve your family. Now Jesus says the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life in ransom for many. What were the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary? She said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word. So my friends, three ideas that God wants us to meditate upon this weekend. Number one is we have to learn that we suffer, but to offer it up, not to waste your suffering. Number two is that God loves you very much. And even though we're sinners, we're great sinners, but God's mercy goes beyond our sin. Jesus, I trust in you. And finally, if we want to be great, we have to imitate Jesus Christ, and we have to serve others. So let's ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, who said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word, that we would understand that true greatness is in serving others. And I'll end with one phrase of Mother Teresa. He who does not learn to serve, she says this, He who does not learn to serve is not a true follower of Jesus Christ. So let us try to serve others by serving others or serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, and may God bless you.